One in four adults will experience a mental health challenge this year. Statistically, that means in every meeting room, someone is silently struggling. The cost? £8 billion annually in the UK alone, and that's just the measurable damage. Behind these numbers lie countless stories of talented professionals who've called in sick, citing the flu, when anxiety made getting out of bed feel impossible, or high performers whose creativity evaporated under the weight of chronic stress. This isn't a fringe issue anymore. Companies like Google and Microsoft have slashed absenteeism by 45% simply by taking mental health seriously. The workplace has become ground zero for a mental health revolution, and understanding this shift isn't just compassionate, it's essential for survival in the modern economy. Mental health isn't the absence of problems, it's the capacity to navigate life's inevitable storms. Think of it less like a light switch, on or off, healthy or ill, and more like the weather, constantly shifting, influenced by countless factors, sometimes predictable but often surprising. You might have a diagnosis and still experience profound well-being, or appear perfectly functional while drowning internally. This subjective reality makes workplace mental health complex, but also deeply personal. Mental health isn't the absence of problems, it's the capacity to navigate life's inevitable storms. Think of it less like a light switch, on or off, healthy or ill, and more like the weather, constantly shifting, influenced by countless factors, sometimes predictable but often surprising. You might have a diagnosis and still experience profound well-being, or appear perfectly functional while drowning internally. This subjective reality makes workplace mental health complex, but also deeply personal. Consider Catrice, whose childhood trauma manifested decades later as unexplained physical pain. Her body remembered what her mind tried to forget. This mind-body connection isn't mystical, it's biological. Chronic physical conditions triple your risk of mental health issues, while mental distress compromises immune function and increases inflammation. Your psoriasis flare-up might trigger depression, which worsens the skin condition, creating a vicious cycle. Mental health exists on a constantly shifting spectrum. One in four people have diagnosed mental illnesses, while another 18% struggle without formal recognition. Workplace conditions, organizational culture, job security, management quality, work-life balance profoundly influence where we land. Older adults, people with learning disabilities, ethnic minorities, and LGBTQ individuals often face additional barriers. Organizations implementing comprehensive support systems see tangible returns, improved productivity, reduced absenteeism, and stronger engagement. Creating psychologically safe environments isn't charity, it's foundational to human functioning. We spend roughly 3,507 days at work over a lifetime, about a quarter of our waking adult existence. Work can provide purpose, but it can also devastate mental health. The 2018 TUC survey identified stress as the dominant workplace health concern, followed by bullying and overwork. Over 20% of employees have called in sick due to stress, yet 90% cited different reasons. People would rather claim food poisoning than admit their workplace is psychologically toxic. The UK Labour Force survey revealed 602,000 people experiencing work-related mental distress, averaging 21.2 sick days per person. But absenteeism is just the visible tip. Presenteeism, physically present but mentally checked out, costs organizations up to 1.5 times more through decreased performance and increased errors. When employees feel undervalued, they withdraw discretionary effort, that intangible extra commitment transforming adequate work into excellence. Organizations with robust mental health support experience 12% higher productivity and 21% lower turnover. This isn't soft management theory, it's hard business reality backed by measurable outcomes. Organizations must create conditions that protect well-being. The Health and Safety Executive's six management standards, manageable demands, appropriate control, adequate support, positive relationships, clear roles, and engagement during change, are baseline requirements, not aspirations. Leadership commitment distinguishes genuine culture change from performative wellness theater. 73% of employees with supportive senior leaders report their organization promotes healthy lifestyles, compared to just 11% without such leadership. Daniela Lang's transformation at Brimsdown Primary School demonstrates this. By creating a well-being team, conducting honest surveys, addressing workload issues, and maintaining open communication, staff satisfaction skyrocketed within 6 months. 96% felt inspired, up from 20%, and supported, while stress plummeted. This wasn't achieved through meditation apps or fruit bowls, but through structural changes addressing real problems. 30% of employees don't feel comfortable discussing stress with managers. Organizations should integrate well-being information during induction, display mental health resources prominently, and establish well-being as standing agenda items. LiveWell Southwest exemplifies this with their Our Voice Staff Engagement Council, which influences organizational strategy and includes employee representation at board meetings. Physical environments matter too. Natural light, ergonomic furniture, and dedicated relaxation spaces aren't luxuries, but investments in human capacity that reduce burnout. While organizations must create supportive structures, individuals hold significant power over their well-being. Resilience, the capacity to handle challenges, is largely within our control. Establish firm work-life boundaries with clear cutoff times and closing routines that signal mental transition. Studies show active commuters view commuting as beneficial exercise rather than stolen time. Taking proper breaks dramatically improves mood and productivity. Laura Archer reclaimed her lunch hour after weeks of working through breaks and discovered 52 different activities she could do. When she stopped during a busy period, her mood darkened and energy crashed. Holidays aren't optional, they're legal entitlements. UK employees have 5.6 weeks annual leave, yet many feel guilty taking time off. During intense periods, your amygdala can overwhelm rational thinking. To regain control, accept the situation, breathe for 2 minutes, prioritize by writing everything down, and create a step-by-step plan. Being overwhelmed doesn't indicate incompetence. It often reflects insufficient resources or unrealistic expectations. The ability to say no is crucial for managing stress and career sustainability. Being assertive starts with clarifying expectations, deadlines, scope, and deliverables. When declining, provide one genuine reason. I'm currently focused on the quarterly report deadline. Acknowledge the other person's position while standing firm. I understand this project is important, and that's why it deserves someone who can give it proper attention. When negotiating, offer specific alternatives. I could take this on next month, or I can handle the data analysis portion, but would need support with presentations. If regularly performing duties beyond your role, document these tasks for 3 to 4 weeks, noting time spent and impact on primary responsibilities. Present this data professionally. Over the past month, I've spent approximately 15 hours per week on tasks outside my role. Could we redistribute some tasks or adjust priorities? Asking for help demonstrates professional maturity. Be specific about what you need and why it matters to team success. Make delegation collaborative. I'd value your input on how we might divide this project based on our strengths. Build supportive relationships by welcoming new members, organizing lunch and learn sessions, or starting a book club. One employee initiated Wellness Wednesday, combining brief meditation with healthy snacks. Seek out resilient colleagues while limiting exposure to consistent negativity. Managing mental health requires understanding your warning signs. Keep a thought diary to reveal patterns. Kate discovered through journaling that she attached negative interpretations to neutral situations, assuming criticism despite her manager's supportive relationship. Her diary revealed these thoughts intensified during high-pressure deadlines. By tracking patterns, you can recognize catastrophizing before it impacts performance. The Equality Act 2010 requires employers to provide reasonable adjustments for mental health disabilities, flexible hours, remote work, quieter workspaces, or modified schedules. The Access to Work Scheme funds specialized equipment, support workers, or mental health coaching. Essential self-care includes mindful breathing, regular exercise, good nutrition, limited caffeine, and consistent sleep. A Wellness Action Plan, WAP, identifies workplace triggers, self-management strategies, and needed support, establishing clear communication channels in advance. The workplace mental health revolution is here. When leaders openly discuss burnout, it signals such conversations are normal, not exceptional. Time to Change offers resources for developing mental health plans with employee input. In-house therapeutic services provide tailored support, reducing absenteeism and improving engagement. The most effective strategies combine organizational and individual approaches, organizations creating supportive environments while individuals practice boundary setting and self-care. We spend a quarter of our adult lives at work. It profoundly shapes our well-being. Organizations thriving tomorrow invest in human sustainability today.